Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Mike Kennedy with the Living in Victory broadcast. We're continuing our series today on the specific healings of the Master's ministry. Not the multitudes, but specific breakdown of the approximately 20 healings and deliverances he did. Hallelujah. Depending on how you look at it, is it a deliverance, a healing, a miracle manifestation? Depending on your perspective, there's 20 of them. And so we're going to continue that. This is part 18, which is only the 11th and 12th healing. And I'll explain that. This is part 2 of the portion about Jairus' daughter being raised from the dead and the lady with the hemorrhage, the 12 years of bleeding. We already covered Mark chapter 5 in this message. But it's in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. So today we're going to cover Matthew and Luke's perspective of this miracle healing, hallelujah, and the miracle resurrection of Jairus' daughter. Matthew chapter 9, verse 18. Glory to God. It says, while he spoke these things to them, behold, a ruler came, worshiped him. That's where things should start. Worshiping Jesus, amen, giving him honor and glory. Hallelujah, saying, my daughter has just died. Now remember, in Mark, his perspective was that, you know, she's on the door of death. Well, she had just died. How many know that people can, their heart can stop beating, they can stop breathing and still be resuscitated? Hallelujah. Well, this girl was right at that point, but the ruler, which we know from Mark's account, is Jairus. He said, but come and lay your hands on her and she will live. He decreed a thing by faith, hallelujah, trusted Jesus. There's power that flows from anointed hands, amen. That's why ministers lay hands on people today, because power will flow through those anointed hands, revive the people, heal the people, amen. Younger, I tried boxing, wasn't necessarily going to ever be a pro at it by a long shot. And then I realized that these hands were not for hurting people. They were for healing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some of the people thought, this young man, this ruler's lost his mind. He's out of his mind. You know, whenever I had my accident, I worked for an individual, president of a company. I worked for a software company, and Sharon told him, hey, Mike's going to miss work for a couple of days. He was life-lighted, hit the wall at over 100 miles an hour. He's going to miss work for a couple of days. The individual is a lovely man, loves the Lord, brilliant, brilliant manager. And he said, to his wife, you know, I think Shara is in denial. She must be in shock. She was in denial. She denied the right for enemy to win. She denied the right for the enemy to take my life. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. She stood in faith. She stood on the word. Hallelujah. Just like Caleb did in Joshua chapter 14. We mentioned that briefly at the end of the last message. Joshua 14, verse 9. So Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land where your foot has trodden shall be your inheritance and your children's forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God. You know, it's important to be led by the Spirit of God, to be a doer of the word, to build your faith up daily in the word, and be a holy follower of the Lord of God. In the light you have, be a doer of it. Amen. Don't reject the light you've got. To him who knows to do good and doesn't do it, to him it is sin. So if you know you should be doing something, brother or sister, get it right, get up, get doing it. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 10 of Joshua chapter 14 says, and now behold, the Lord has kept me alive. He will keep you alive as you wholly serve him and trust him. And he said, these 45 years, ever since the Lord spoke this word to Moses while Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now here I am today, 85 years old. He kept reminding himself, the Lord said it. It is written. He said it. It is established. It is done. When the Lord speaks something to you, or you have a word to stand on, you should stand on it. You should decree it. You should say, no, the Lord said this. It's happening. I'm not moved by what I see. In Acts chapter 20, verse 24, remember it says, but none of these things move me. Hallelujah. None of these things. You should not be moved by your feelings. We should not be moved by what doctors' reports are. I didn't say we totally just ignore them. They should not move us. Amen. Verse 11. As yet I am strong this day on the day that Moses sent me, just as my strength was then, so now is my strength for war, both for going out and coming in. He's ready to take it, man. He's like, God said it's mine. It's mine. I'm going up. 85 years old, been living in the desert, and he's ready to go to war and take it. He stood on the word. It was decreed. And he stood on it. He believed it. He took it by faith. Amen. For 45 years, he had to remind himself and build himself up of what the word said, of what God said. Joshua 14, verse 12 says, now therefore, the Lord spoke it. That's what he said. Now therefore, as the Lord spoke it, he kept me alive. I've obeyed his word. So now therefore, give me this mountain. I take it by faith. You know, mountains are resting places. Cher and I really enjoy going up into the mountains, riding our motorcycles, skiing, hiking. They're places of peace. I'm not saying that the beach isn't either. Living in Florida, boy, it can be peaceful. But they symbolize victory. Oh, they can symbolize something as a mountain in your way, but we have authority over mountains in our way. Mountain, be moved. Amen. But they can also be symbolizations of victory, overcoming, amen, living in peace, living in victory. Goes on to say, which the Lord spoke in that day, for you heard in that day how the Anakim were there and that the cities were great and fortified. Just because something is fortified, great, or big in front of you, you don't need to be moved by it. Remember, Goliath, this giant, King David never called him a giant. Uncircumcised Philistine. When there's a giant in the way, you better be moving your mouth according to the word. Amen. Not in fear, not doubt-filled words, but in faith. Amen. You better be speaking to that giant, that mountain. Get out of my way. I have the victory. It is written. Amen. Walking in the authority that Jesus bought and paid for and has given us. Amen. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall be able to drive them out as the Lord said. Is this your confession? Not, I take one step forward, two steps back. I can't win for losing. Amen. You need to say, God's on my side. He said it. I don't care how big they are. I'm more than an overcomer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I take it by faith. It's mine. Hallelujah. 2 Kings. In chapter 4, verse 26, this lady's child had passed away. And when she went, all she said is, it is well. It is well. It is well. She decreed a thing, and glory to God, it was well with her. Hallelujah. Her household was restored. Jairus' household was restored. Hallelujah. And God will do it for you as well. 2 Corinthians 14 talks about the having the same spirit of faith. You and I have the same spirit of faith. We may have to build it up, but we have the same spirit of faith. Therefore, what? It goes on and saying, we having the same spirit of faith of who? Abraham, Joseph, Moses, David, Daniel. The same spirit of faith as Joshua. It's working in us according as it is written. I believe, therefore, what? We speak. Therefore, we have spoken. We also believe, and so therefore we speak. We believe, so therefore speak. Amen. Decree it, decree it, decree it, my brother and sister. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Matthew chapter 9, let's go back to that and look at verse 19. So Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And suddenly, A woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years came from behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said to herself, if I only may touch his garment, I shall be made well. She planned on taking it from him, taking a healing, sneaking up behind him like a thief. But she was in faith, if I just touch his garment, that power will flow and man, my healing is here. She decreed it. She got exactly what she said she was going to get. If I touch him, I will be made well. I will be made whole. Amen. She obviously forgave the doctors. She spent all she had on the doctors. All her inheritance, her 401k, her retirement, all that was spent on the doctors trying to get well. And she had to forgive him because faith works by love. And she had faith here that worked. Now, glory to God, she was healed. Verse 22. But Jesus turned around. You know, one thing about that is 12 years she did not quit. Yes, she didn't have light and revelation of the healer, but she fought and fought and fought. Finally, she got to a point and she heard about Jesus and she said, that's it. That's the answer right there. I take it by faith. This is what I'm going to do. And she put it into action. Faith without works is dead. Hallelujah. She went and she decreed it. Then she went and put her hands on it and took it by faith. Verse 22. But Jesus turned around and when he saw her, he said, be of good cheer, daughter. Your faith. Whose faith? Your faith has made you well. Not the pastor's faith. Jesus didn't say, according to my faith, I make you well. He said, according to your faith, lady, your faith has made you well. And the woman was made well from that hour. Hallelujah. She was sozo, restored, soundness, complete soundness, complete wholeness. Amen. This is what faith does. Hallelujah. She decreed it. You remember in Matthew chapter 11, verse 13, Jesus decreed something over a fig tree. He said, and seeing from afar a fig tree having leaves, he went to see if perhaps he would find something on it. Has leaves, it should have fruit. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. In response, Jesus said to it, let no one eat fruit from you ever again. And his disciples heard it. So he spoke it out loud. He decreed a thing. He said 9 words. Man, when Jesus speaks, man, these 9 words spoken over the tree had no chance. It's done. It's over for that tree. Hallelujah. It didn't matter how much rain it had, how much fertilizer was put on it. It's done. Jesus decreed it by faith. Man, this thing's go over. Faith went into the root of the problem. And it took out the whole tree. Man, if you put faith on the root of a problem in your life, it will dry up. It will be eliminated. Amen. Speak to the root of those things in your life. Amen. Whether it be lust, demons working in people's lives, speak to the roots of it. Amen. Hallelujah. How glory to God. This is how faith works. You believe it, you build yourself up, you decree it, and you take it by faith. Amen. This woman with a 12-year flow of blood was healed, said, your faith has made you well. It took 4 steps. The first step, faith came by hearing. She heard the multitudes in Luke 5:15, what they were saying, talking to people. She must have been a receiver. Like a radio receiver. She tuned into the right channel. She tuned into what Jesus had been doing, what people had been saying about the miracles, and built herself up. She heard the word, the goodness of Jesus, the goodness of God. Amen, which draws men to repentance. Then she decreed it. That's a fundamental of faith, to believe it and to speak it. So she built her faith up by hearing. Then she decreed a thing. The second thing she did was a fundamental of faith. The third thing, she reached out. She acted. She took it by faith. She took her healing. Hallelujah. Jesus didn't say, hey, woman, do you want to be healed today? No, she snuck up behind him with intentions of taking it. Glory to God. She pressed in and touched his garment. See, Jesus wore a prayer cloth like a rabbi. And she reached in, took it, and power went out of him through the cloth into her. Hallelujah. And she was miraculously healed right then and there. Not according to his faith, not according to the power of God, but according to her faith. Amen. It's Jesus' will, God's will for you to receive your healing today. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God." This is a definition of grace, definition of his unmerited favor. It's a gift of God. She received the gift by faith. She took the gift of God, her healing, by faith. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. She spent all she had but grew worse. You know, a lot of people have trust or faith to get healed because they've got insurance. Ooh, we can go have that test done because insurance will pay for it. That's not faith. You should be led on whether or not you even have the test. You know, some people have gotten tests and they're wrong test. And then it even has more to do with their overcoming because they get in fear and doubt. A couple years ago, you know, I have to go through a physical every 6 months by the required for what I do. And it came back and it was a false test, come to find out, but it showed that I had a heart challenge. And the enemy first tries to come in, tell me I wasn't going to be able to fly planes anymore. Well, come to find out, they didn't get everything set up on the equipment right. They didn't get the ligaments or the wires connected properly. Gave a false test. And after we went back and did more tests, after I had to fight the schemes of the enemy and doubt and those thoughts, we found out that my heart is in great condition with no problems, glory to God, hallelujah. It was a bad test. Now, I was required to for my FAA physical, but you shouldn't just take a test because insurance will pay for it. You should check your heart and be led on whether or not you take a test. Amen? Hallelujah. Some people can't tell the difference between God talking or Satan talking. It's in your inner witness. Another man's voice you will not follow. He says, if you're a child of God, you know his voice. Follow his voice. Check inside. Amen. Does it bear witness? What does your heart say? Follow your heart. Another way to say that is follow peace. Not fear. Follow peace. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of things, because they didn't follow peace, allowed the devil to come in. They followed doubt, fear, unbelief, rather than talking God's word. And because of that, there is misdiagnosis, wrong treatments, medications with side effects. What did this lady go through for 12 years? Potential wrong treatments, misdiagnosis, mean things that were potentially done. When I say mean, I don't mean intentionally mean. It was an attack against her that could have been more painful than what it needed to be because of misdiagnosis. Abraham was told to go, leave your land. He went in faith, not in fear, not looking at the cost. But see, that's where the blessing was. If he didn't go, he wouldn't be the father of faith. He wouldn't have become rich. We wouldn't have the blessings of Abraham on us. Amen. We're redeemed from the curse of the law. We have the blessings of Abraham as a result. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's continue on. Verse 23. And when Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the flute players and the noisy crowd wailing. So he went into Jairus' house and they had these flute players singing, "Oh, woe is me." Crying is not faith. See, faith gets excited. Amen. Because it knows you've got the victory. Amen. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. He said to them, "Make room, for the girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they ridiculed him. They mocked Jesus. They laughed at Jesus. Evil, evil stuff. They said, "This is a loony preacher. He doesn't know what he's talking about. I'm a doctor. She's dead. She's not breathing." Verse 25. But when the crowd was put outside, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl arose. Hallelujah. took her by the hand, and she woke up and got up. Hallelujah. Jesus only allowed faith people in that room, people hooked in faith with him. Glory to God. He cast all the hecklers out, all the people who ridiculed him, all those that were in doubt, all those weepers crying. Amen. Hallelujah. People were thinking this man is nuts. They think Christians are weird fanatics. We're victorious, peculiar people set apart by God. Amen. We have eternal life. Our names live in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. Let's take a look at Luke's perspective of this. Luke chapter 8, verse 40 says, "So it was when Jesus returned that the multitude welcomed him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and begged him to come to his house, for he had an only daughter." His only daughter. Notice Luke mentioned that this is his only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she was dying. So we know that she was 12 years of age based on Luke, but we also know that the other lady had a flow of blood for 12 years. But as he went, the multitude thronged him. Now, a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years who spent all her livelihood on her physicians and could not be healed by any of them. Sickness can be expensive, but it's already been bought and paid for if you trust God and believe his word. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 44. She came from behind and touched the border of his garment. Immediately her flow of blood stopped. Immediately her blood stopped after 12 years. Miracle power went into her. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied it, that means that she denied it. She lied about it. She was in fear that it was going to be taken away from her. Oh my, she tried to hide it. Peter and those with him said, you know, Peter, he was bold. Sometimes he got off, but he was bold. He said, "Master, the multitudes throng and press you. And you say, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus said, "Somebody touched me. I perceive power going out of me." And we know the story. She was healed. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29. He gives power. That word power is vigor. The same word that we find for power in Deuteronomy 8:18. He who gives power to get wealth means capacity or ability. Moses said God gives the ability. It means endurance, power, capacity. Hallelujah. Power to the weak. And those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait, those who trust the Lord, shall renew their strength. They should get strength by waiting, not by worry, not by working. That strength will run out, but the strength that God gives you never runs out. Hallelujah. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. Why? Because God is their source of supply. Hallelujah. Eagles fly above pollution, above the threat of guns being shooting at them. They ride on thermals where they just float around letting the warm air lift them. They don't even have to work hard at it. They're just enjoying life. Hallelujah. That's what we're supposed to do. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, William Branham used to wait on the Lord after he got a vision, after he sought the Lord and he'd get a vision. Then he would go to a meeting and he wouldn't do anything until he saw exactly the same conditions that were in the vision. And then he would act. And multitudes were healed. Multitudes had miracles received because he waited on the Lord and did exactly what the Lord did, what the Lord commanded. Let's go back over to verse 48. And he said to her, "Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace." It didn't have anything to do with God's will. We know God's will. But she was kept down from a lying thief trying to keep her down, trying to send her to doctors. You know, the enemy tried to do that to me, and I'd be in pain, be weak, and I'd sit there just laughing at him. Ha, ha, ha. That's all you can do. Ha, ha, ha. I have the victory. I didn't have the strength at that time to walk up a flight of stairs without sitting down at times. with the blood transfusions and my strength, some of it would come back. But when I was dealing with that, I would laugh at the enemy. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. That's all you can do? Mm-mm-mm. Well, we know the story that she was raised. She was completely healed. Hallelujah. And then Jesus went to Jairus' house, laid hands on his daughter. Hallelujah. And his daughter was made well. Verse 49, while he was still speaking, someone came from the ruler of the synagogue's house saying, your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the teacher. He said, don't fear. Don't fear. Stand on what you initially said. You come and she shall live. Don't fear. Just keep on that word. Amen. Well, Jesus went and the little girl rose from the dead. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Well, remember, 1 John, it says, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Glory to God. Well, this is Mike Kennedy with Living in Victory. Have a blessed day.
Hi, this is Shara Canaday, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. Due to the goodness of God and the graciousness of our partners, we're happy to inform you that you can download our products free of charge from our website. If you would like to become a partner, receive a newsletter, or find out more about Final Quest Ministries, feel free to contact us at www.fqmin.org. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for joining us today. For more information or to learn more about Final Quest Ministries, please visit our website at mikecanaday.org. Also, please like and follow us on social media for updates and podcasts.